Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Social Justice Matters, a podcast from Social Justice Ireland. My name is Colette Bennett and I'm a research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland. As regular listeners will know at this point, we release three different types of podcasts. Our seminar series provides opportunities to listen back to some of the most important presentations at some of our past events. And in fact, we released one of these this week to coincide with the launch of our Budget Choices 2021 briefing. We also have our interview series, which consists of chats with various experts on different topical issues. This episode, however, is one of our 10-minute lessons, the purpose of which is to educate and inform listeners on a particular area of policy, so giving a brief overview of somewhere in the range of 8 to 15 minutes and hitting on the key points that people need to know about. This week, the 20th to the 27th of September, is Global Goals Week, and it's actually 5 years since these goals were agreed. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to do a quick podcast on what the Global Goals, which are also called the Sustainable Development Goals or the SDGs, actually are, where they came from and what they mean for Ireland. So in 2015, the UN proposed and adopted the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and they identified 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, based on 174 targets over 230 indicators. As the name might suggest, the aim of the 2030 Agenda is to ensure that countries act more sustainably, and it sets out targets to be reached by the year 2030. In January 2016, the SDGs were implemented. The SDGs are designed to identify policies that directly help people's well-being in harmony with our natural environment. They aim to provide a pathway out of poverty and towards a sustainable future for all countries and all people. And they enable countries to track the progress they've made in achieving the 2030 Agenda vision. So, what are the 17 Sustainable Development Goals? Goal 1 is to end poverty in all forms, everywhere. Goal 2 is to end hunger, achieve food security and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. Goal 3 is to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Goal 4 is to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Goal 5 is to achieve gender equality and empower all women and all girls. Goal 6 is to ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Goal 7 is to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable and modern energy for all. Goal 8 is to promote sustained, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment and decent work for all. Goal 9 is to build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialisation and foster innovation. Goal 10 is to reduce inequality within and among countries. Goal 11 is to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient and sustainable. Goal 12 is to ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Goal 13 is to take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Goal 14 is to conserve and sustainably use the oceans, the seas and the marine resources for sustainable development. Goal 15 is to protect, restore and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, sustainably manage forests, combat desertification and halt and reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. Goal 16 is to promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all and build effective, accountable and inclusive institutions at all levels. And finally, Goal 17 is to strengthen the means of implementation and revitalise the Global Partnership for Sustainable Development. As I said, these 17 goals come with 174 targets and 230 indicators, which were developed to help countries to meet their obligations under these goals. These are based on the concept that no one should be left behind. The SDGs are also linked to the Paris Climate Agreement, which aims for climate neutrality by the year 2050. To achieve this, the European Green Deal, a decisive framework, identifies measures focusing on a sustainable green transition. According to a UN report, the European Union now have more than 300 policies and instruments supporting sustainable consumption and production. So when you put it like that, it really comes down to how we implement these policies and how we use these instruments effectively. The SDGs call on all nations to combine economic prosperity, social inclusion, and environmental sustainability. The goals have provided a wealth of information which are aligned to the EU's purpose and strategy. These strategies are developed in line with the underlining promise of the 2030 Agenda, that no one is left behind. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has pledged to make Europe the first climate-neutral continent by 2050 and to enshrine that goal in a new European climate law. But the SDGs are more than environment. They go beyond that to all aspects of society. They also link the local to the global because the SDGs apply to policies at community level, national level and international. So take, for example, a community initiative to support people with Meals on Wheels. This might feed into SDG 1, so no poverty, SDG 2, no hunger, SDG 3, good health, and SDG 9, reducing inequalities. Ensuring that food poverty and nutritional health are national priorities helps to further Ireland's progress towards these goals, so that's the local and the national. If other countries make similar commitments to the eradication of hunger and the promotion of health and well-being, we're part of an international movement. Small changes can have big impacts. So, how is Ireland doing in terms of progress towards the SDGs? Well, the SDGs are subject to extensive monitoring globally. In fact, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the IMF, the OECD and Eurostat have all committed to data collection efforts to support the monitoring of the SDGs. We at Social Justice Ireland also do our part by producing our Sustainable Progress Index every year. The key aim of this work, authored by Professor Charles Clark of St John's University and Dr Catherine Kavanagh of University College Cork, is to complement the work being done by others by specifically monitoring Ireland's progress among its peers, the EU15. And we believe this work is valuable. The Sustainable Progress Index comprises three dimensions: economy, society and environment. Ireland is ranked 11th out of the 15 countries on the economy dimension. Although the record on GDP per capita and unemployment was good, we score best on these indicators. The low score on the economy index is influenced by several factors, including low pay, the proportion of youths not in employment, education or training, which is called the NEET rate, and the percentage of GDP devoted to research and development. These lower the score on this dimension. On the social index, Ireland is in the middle of the ranking, so we're in 7th place. We score highly on goals relating to education, to peace and justice, and then less well on goals reflecting poverty, inequality, gender equality and health and well-being. Ireland scores last on the environmental index. That suggests that Ireland is facing significant challenges in meeting our environmental targets. Poor performance on goals relating to responsible production and consumption, clean energy and climate change are the key factors driving this result. The overall Sustainable Progress Index, which includes all 17 goals set out by the UN, concludes that Ireland is in 10th place out of the 15 countries. Countries at the bottom are Greece, Portugal, Spain and Italy, and then Denmark, Sweden and the Netherlands top the rankings. In this year's report, which is available to download for free from our website www.socialjustice.ie, we also make a series of policy proposals under each of the 17 SDGs that Ireland could implement both at local and at national level to move in the right direction. The SDGs provide an important framework to support all countries to develop policies which promote greater equality, sustainability and fairness, and to make sure that in the next decade to 2030 that no one is left behind. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it useful. If you want to know more about how Ireland is progressing towards the SDGs, do check out our Sustainable Progress Index at www.socialjustice.ie. Come back again soon for more 10-minute lessons and other podcasts in our interview and seminar series. And if you have any ideas for future podcasts, please feel free to email us at secretary@socialjustice.ie with any of your suggestions. Thank you for listening.